It's 33 minutes past the hour, and you're on Texas Standard Time. I'm Joy Diaz in for David Brown. You know, Texans and Mexicans have many things in common. One, we share the waters of the Rio Grande, or the Rio Bravo, as it's called in Mexico. And since we share water, when Mexicanos contra la Corrupción, Mexicans Against Corruption, the nonprofit investigative team of journalists from Mexico, released its latest investigation this week about the biggest consumers of water in Mexico, we at the Texas Standard decided to listen. Jenny Gonzalez is lead investigative reporter for this piece, and she joins us from Aguascalientes, Mexico. Jenny, what's your biggest takeaway from this investigation?
Well, first of all, I would say that it's the concentration of power, our money, our political power and money that translates into water concentration. Maybe now we have a lot of money concentrated in a few hands, and maybe we have a lot of political power also concentrated in few hands. But what is going to happen when there's only power and money and no water?
One of the things that you focused on is concessions to people who pretend to be in the agricultural business, but your investigation revealed that some of them are just former politicians, former presidents, former governors.
In the case of politicians, most of them have these agriculture enterprises. So we could say that the concessions are legal, but there are business people that use agriculture water concessions only to take the water and have it. And then when they build, I don't know, maybe apartments or business buildings or else, maybe they take this agriculture water and transform it into different uses water. The thing is that here in Mexico, the agricultural use of water, you don't have to pay for it.
Yes, I understand. So the water is free, you get the concession legally, but then it's used for other purposes, like apartments, you were saying, or other
exactly.
kinds of businesses. I see. Well, exactly. What kind of water are we talking about? Is this huge amounts of water? Is it water that maybe it's easier if we can describe some of the photos that you have? The contrast of who has water and who doesn't is really striking. Talk to me about the photograph where there's a property of a former governor.
Yeah, that's the Rancho La Campana. The rancho belongs to Carlos Lozano, former governor of Aguascalientes, in a community called El Milagro, the Miracle. Their fields only produce beans and corn. So this community suffers from lack of water and lack of rain. And the rancho has 147 million liters per year. It produces olive and it uses the water for what it is supposed to use it. So there's nothing illegal. The thing is that there's this inequity between the people next to the rancho and the rancho itself.
Yes, there's a very clear line. You see the drought stricken community, and it almost seems like the miracle is the ranch of the former governor.
Yeah, you see the trees, the olive trees aligned and green and shiny. Next to them, you see the dry field. Yeah.
Absolutely. Jenny, I wonder if you can tell our listeners why you embarked in this investigation. Why is water so important? Why are we focusing on it now?
Well, I think we're focusing on it late. It's late because there's not much water anywhere, especially because in Mexico, I see like authorities don't care enough about taking care of our natural resources, including water. I mean, why are we not taking care of a problem? In Aguascalientes, we have heard of people that have no water for weeks. President López Obrador has given less money to environment agencies. He has other priorities, and he has this, austeridad?
Austerity?
Yeah, he has this austerity law, And so they have less people working on things where more people used to work. In the whole country, there's only 115 inspectors in charge of checking if the owners of these concessions are doing what they are obliged to do.
Oh, wow.
So it is, humanly and materially impossible.
Jenny Gonzalez is an investigative reporter, and she did this investigation with Mexicanos Contra la Corrupción, Mexicans Against Corruption, an investigative group based in Mexico City. Jenny is based in Aguascalientes.
Yes.
Jenny, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Joyce.